Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Greg.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Greg.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Greg.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Let's go.
99.7 Now's Fernando and Greg.
Hey, good morning, Fernando and Greg faithful. Welcome to a Wednesday. And what a big one we have for you. Huge day today. We're gonna pay your bills. We're going to talk to Ginger today at 7:50. Khloe Kardashian's having boyfriend troubles again. That's going to come up inside Dirty on the 30 as well.
That ain't boyfriend trouble. That's baby daddy trouble. Oh, that's bigger than daddy. Boyfriend trouble.
Yeah. I think they done for good now.
You think?
What does Greg Deeney predict?
Greg Deeney predicted it already, girl.
This is like last
that
year.
That is... toast.
You think they're getting back together, though, after this?
Listen, I didn't think that... They didn't get back together after the last one.
I mean, I think they were trying to work it out or
they
whatever.
They were trying to work it out, but
when you have
he's
a kid
trying
together.
To work it in. That's the problem.
That's right.
He's trying
with
to
everybody
work
else.
In other ladies,
yeah.
Man.
Right.
That's never going to work out. He just... I don't know why he... I don't understand men, and we'll get more into this. Men that want to be... With a lot of women, just do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you have the ability. You're hot. You're rich. You're
tall.
A basketball player. I mean, just do it. Why pretend you want to be in a relationship? Mm. Like,
well, I think maybe they got pregnant or something. They didn't mean to. And he was like, oh, let me try to do the right thing. But then he had already had another baby mama.
Yeah, but he was already in a committed relationship with her. Like, why be in it?
Oh, no.
All right, we'll
like,
discuss
just be
that.
A player.
We will discuss that right about 6:30. If you've already got some thoughts, though, 888-456-9970. And we'll unpack it. There's a bit going on here between Khloe Kardashian and her basketball player baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. We'll hit that in the first.
I want to ask you about this picture you sent me yesterday. It was disgusting. Yeah. Greg has a giant like lymph node on his knee.
What's going on with your
like,
knee?
It's just like one of the incisions. This has like fluid, but it's stuck there.
It is inside. It's like a pussy ball of stuff on his.
They told
knee.
Me. They told me to. They
Can
told
they
me to
it?
Massage it.
No.
Oh, so I'm gonna need you to do that.
No,
during
why
the
don't
time.
You get on Dr. Pimple Popper?
It's not. Okay. Anyway.
Oh my God!
Because we're not trying to break the incision, Dingley.
Oh,
that would be a really dumb thing.
But you could but drain it.
Yeah, it's literally.
We're not
like,
trying to do that.
Do you think it's like pus in there?
No,
or it's
no. They
cartilage.
They pump saline solution into your knee when they're doing it. It's just sterile water, but some of it stays in there. It takes a while to drain.
Okay, I'm going to post this on Fernando and Greg's Instagram.
Okay, you can post it. But yeah, they just said move it around.
Ew.
And I see the physical therapist on Thursdays, which is tomorrow. So he'll move it around. But
okay.
I can't, you can't really touch it the
you
first
gotta
week. You got
to do a boomerang when you're
so
moving
bad.
It around. And then put that on Insta.
We'll, it looks better today, though.
Oh, it went down? Okay.
Yeah, because I massaged it.
Because I was like, you need to go to the emergency room, like right now. That thing looks like it's living in there.
They tell me as long as it doesn't get hot and hard.
Ew.
Oh, Lord.
That's gross. What they said. If it's hot or hard,
why would it get
call
hot?
The doctor immediately.
What?
That sounds like an
I
old
said,
song.
Hey.
If it's hot and hard,
if
you better call the
it's
doctor.
It's hot and it's hard.
But they said, Bring I can it. Show you the text messages. Don't worry about it unless it's hot and hard.
All right.
So my dad used to tell my mom.
Oh, God.
Can you, I'm sure you can't stop playing with it, right? I know if that,
no,
if I, had
I don't
right
want to play
like...
with it. It's gross. And of course, I don't want to touch it, but I have to.
All right. We'll get the video or a picture or something posted here soon on our Fernando and Greg Instagram. Make sure you're following us. But follow all of us. Fernando for real.
Shan Berries.
That Greg 997.
Okay.
And follow the Fernando and Greg show. We are almost, I saw, to 16,000
hey.
Followers.
Wow. We've been growing really fast.
Let's see if we can get to 16K today.
Just like Levon said, you've been growing really fast.
Yeah, like kids.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up. So
Fernando and Greg, 99.7 now.
You're about 6 minutes away from getting your bills paid. We'll do that here in just a little bit, right at 6:20, and then on the 20s throughout the morning. Easy to register. So simple. Just go to 997 now. Tell us who you are, what bill you want paid, and bam, listen to the radio to hear your name.
All right, and last week, it was Valentine's Day, and a lot of people had to take back their Valentine's gift because it was an epic fail. Have you ever had to take back an expensive gift that somebody gave you that you didn't like? I thought the funniest part of this was when we were talking about it, Jazzy, our boss, was saying, oh, my wife takes back everything.
She's like, oh, it's too expensive.
It's too expensive. You shouldn't have bought it. She takes it back and gets the money and puts it in savings.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, wow. At least she's not blowing it on something else, you know? I mean, she's putting that money away. But still, the idea is like, hey, it's a romantic day. I wanted to give you something special. And you're like, nah.
I took something back and it was fake. Like, how sad is that?
See, that's the thing. If it was really a romantic day, you would get the gift right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you really cared about the romantic day, you wouldn't be giving somebody a fake, you know, wallet.
Yeah, that's so rude. Like, and then it's like, what do I do? It's like, they already think I stole it or like made
run
it.
Out, yeah. girl.
Like, run, run out, out or like right. leave it and be like, oh, you can have it.
Right. Like, you're like, oh. The fact that you have it is kind of
why do some women, yeah. I mean, if a man gets you jewelry and you weren't there to pick it out, you may not like it.
No.
So you may have to go and get something that you do like.
Mm-hmm.
Women are very particular about jewelry.
Yeah. I would imagine that's like that's a personal thing.
It is so super personal. Like, if someone got me something silver, I wouldn't wear it. I'm a gold girl. Like, I don't look good in silver. Okay. 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 All right. Okay. Unless it's platinum.
Make your notes.
Make an exception.
Joan's on the phone right now. So you really, really wanted something, but you had to take it back. What was it?
For Christmas, I asked my husband, or ex-husband now, for a leather coat. And when I opened it on Christmas morning, it was from the children's department, because I'm very petite. I'm like 5 feet tall. And it was a plastic white imitation leather coat.
Oh, we know what happens to those.
I burst out crying right there and then. I just cried. And just realizing what an idiot he was.
Well, I mean, listen, in the children's department, the prices are so cheap.
It was like wanting something so desperately for so long, and then opening it up and seeing what it was. No wonder why he's my ex-husband.
Ooh. Yeah, no kidding. So whatever happened to that coat?
I took it back to Sears.
I'm dying.
Sears.
Oh, yeah, well, that
oh my God, you don't buy clothes at Sears. You buy tools at Sears.
I know. It's like, that's why he's my ex-husband. Now I can look back and laugh at it, but I couldn't then.
A white Sears. Leather jacket from Sears? That's so chonga. That's chonga.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I haven't gotten clothes from Sears since I was like six. And it was those, you know, fat boy jeans that my mom would have to go buy, whatever they were called. Sears is not where you get clothes. This is not.
My mom used to buy my stuff at Sears too.
Dude, yeah. You know what? If you want cheaper clothes, Target has great shorts. They have stuff. Mm-hmm. You can go to Target. Sears is not where you buy clothes. Mm-hmm.
That's why you buy a washing machine.
Correct. Exactly. Go to Target if you want to buy cheap clothes.
Iman has a similar story about what you went through, about something being fake. What's up, Iman?
So my friend, you know, she's married to a Middle Eastern guy, and she had her dowry. She wore it on her wedding. She had a bunch of gold and whatnot. Fast forward 2 years later, she was getting ready to buy a house. Gold was hot. So we all gave her the suggestion of, like, you know, if you don't have enough money for the down payment, go sell your gold, right? She went to go sell her gold, and it wasn't gold. It was fake. They call it Russian gold.
Oh!
Yeah, it was like a slap in the face.
Did she tell her husband?
Yeah, because they were mad. They were depending on this gold to buy their home. So everything is ready. All they need to do is pay the down payment so they could, you know, process the paperwork. They go to the gold guy, and he's like, sorry, this is fake. Because imagine if I did that with one of my bracelets. Oh, my God. I might not have a husband, if you know what I mean.
Right. Exactly right. I would not mess with you, Iman. Imagine that, though.
Like hella gold?
Right.
Why would you buy fake gold?
Especially like
because they didn't want to spend the real stuff. And you wouldn't think that if you're given a dowry, I guess you wouldn't think, oh, yeah, you're going to go sell that.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, that's played. Poor thing. That's so embarrassing.
Unreal. All right. One last call. We'll go to Adrian right now. And this is a little off topic, but still, I think it's pretty funny because you didn't give this gift back.
Yeah. So for Valentine's Day 1 year, I had an ex-girlfriend give me Cat Williams tickets to go see him live. Mm-hmm. And when we had actually broken up before the day of the show. So instead of taking back or giving back the tickets, I ended up taking someone else and, you know, having a good time there without her.
With another girl?
Yes.
How good of a time did you have?
Oh, it was a blast. And this is when Cat Williams was still funny.
Before he went completely crazy.
This is before he went to Target and had a meltdown, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the number one advice I can give, if you don't want that happening to you, put the tickets in your name instead of your Schmidt.
Smart.
Hey, Adrian, did your ex-girlfriend ever find out you took another girl?
I haven't talked to her since, but Gloria from Modesto, I appreciate the hookup.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
In fact, Savita Rumpur, you still have about 2 minutes left. So real quick, if you're listening, Savita, in Santa Clara, call us. Get the bills paid. 888-456-9970. And don't forget that tomorrow, we're going to double your money when we pay your bills all day long at 99.7 Now. Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy caught again cheating. Cleveland Cavalier basketball player Tristan Thompson threw a house party Sunday night without Khloe. And although Tristan demanded that everybody at the party hide their cell phones, word got out that he was all over a girl named Jordan Woods, who happens to be Kylie Jenner's best friend.
And if you ever watched Life of Kylie, her show that she had on E, then she starred on that show with Kylie.
Dude, she was just at Stormy's birthday party.
Yeah. Dude. Well, we don't know. I mean, they say he's caught. We don't know that because there's no video evidence yet that I've seen, like the girl sitting on his lap at that one thing. So, but there are definitely reports out there. And it's gotten back to Khloe.
Yeah, the reports say that Khloe confronted him and he admitted to it and then they split up. But
he says this is fake news.
But then he tweeted fake news and then deleted it.
Right.
Well, that's what everybody does. Oh, they tweet something and then they delete it immediately. Okay. So who knows what's going on with these two. But I just love that he had flown in for Valentine's Day. And he took care of Khloe.
She posted
and
like
had
this.
A romantic Thursday and Friday. Because, you know, they were on the All-Star break. So he had plenty of time to come in and treat Khloe all
and
well.
She...
And then once he got Khloe, he's like, ooh, enough of her. Yeah. And he went and got some other chick.
No.
I kind of like his style.
Okay, but don't have, two baby moms.
I said it earlier. Like, you can have two baby moms. Don't make a commitment.
Uh-huh.
Like, stop making a commitment to these girls.
But a lot of Khloe's friends are, commented on that video or whatever. Like, Malika, you know Malika, right?
Yeah, her.
She's Khloe's best friend. She goes, strong facts. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then Larsa Pippen, who's also one of their friends,
says Scottie
amen.
Pippen's ex-wife.
Right? So I think that their little circle found
out about
it. I think
she cheated, though.
Who?
Larsa.
Oh. Hmm.
I think she was on Basketball Wives. I mean, she was on The Real Housewives of Miami. And I think she might have been on Basketball Wives, too. But no, maybe just The Real Housewives. But anyway, I mean, I think Larsa was accused of cheating at one time. So she better watch out what she says.
Okay.
Well, back to the point about, if you're a basketball player, and you can get any lady you like, you got all this money, you're a good-looking dude.
Klay Thompson.
Right.
B. Klay Thompson.
Yes.
Although, apparently, his model girlfriend from years ago walked in on him and another girl, and she tweeted out some stuff about him.
All right.
But since that time, he's not made another commitment.
Maybe he
decided, listen.
I don't need to make these commitments right now.
I can get these girls without making a commitment, so why am I making a commitment?
Mm-hmm.
Tristan, you could have hit it with Khloe. You didn't need to make a commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that family's crazy?
You think that after he got her pregnant, he just thought,
okay. You feel sorry for whom?
I feel sorry for their family.
Whose family?
Like the Kardashians.
Why?
Because I feel like there's so much.
You know what? You need to go see Judge Judy. As she says, you picked him. You knew who he was.
That is true.
You keep going back. That's your fault.
That is true. But everything keeps happening to them. Like, I don't know how they haven't had mental breakdowns.
It doesn't happen to them. They created, just like Kim created that video many years ago to become famous.
Yeah.
They create their own drama.
As Jeffrey, our creative director, texted us earlier, he's basically said the Kardashians are trending all over the country. Mm-hmm. You think Kris Jenner's not thrilled about that, regardless of how her daughter
feels?
I feel
sorry for them. Get Ginger on the phone right now to yell at you.
I feel bad.
I feel bad for me.
Wow.
You know why? Because I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to actually do work. I didn't go to work. I don't feel bad for them. They don't do anything.
Yeah, it's hard to feel bad.
They think that they could change a guy.
there are guys out there who are perfectly willing to be in a relationship, raise children.
They don't
be
want
faithful.
Those guys.
They don't want to be with those
hot.
Men. Yes.
They're not hot with nine.
Never mind.
Right. Their priorities are not aligned correctly for a successful, healthy relationship.
You know how they say that guys only want one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Kardashian girls, they only want one
yeah.
thing.
Oh.
And I'm going to show you what it is, Shane. You see
yeah.
what I'm doing?
Uh-huh.
This is what they want. And I get it. The pursuit of this can get mesmerizing.
Yeah.
I'm always pursuing this, Shan, so trust me. But at least I know, at least I don't complain about it anymore.
And
I know what I'm getting.
Feel sorry.
Yeah. I just feel
sorry.
Like...
Sorry. Anybody else feel sorry for the Kardashians?
So. Oh, I'm sure Russ doesn't.
No, he feels sorry for himself having
I
to
know.
Listen
He's
to this.
He's like, oh, are they talking about them again? Ariana Grande ruling the pop chart right now. The top three songs on the Billboard Hot 100 are all by Ariana. Thank
nobody,
you, Next isn't third.
Nobody deserves it more.
She's unbelievable. Break
oh,
Up
really?
With Your Boyfriend is number two. Seven Rings is your number one song in the country. Only the Beatles have achieved this in the past. Drake came close last year when he held the first, second, and fourth spot on the Billboard Top 1, top 10.
Drake, please.
God's plan. Please. God's plan.
What is God's plan? If I got to hear about Ariana Grande and the Kardashians all before 7 a.m.,
well,
is that God's plan?
That was God's plan.
God's plan wants me to go back to bed.
And we're going to play that Ariana Grande thank you next year coming up
yes.
in Sunday next 7 minutes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know you're ready. All right.
What happened to my Casey Musgrave song?
Oh, right
Jazzy
it's still in the lab.
Gonna...
It's in the lab.
I thought Jazzy was going to play. There we go. Wouldn't you rather hear this?
Oh yeah!
This is what this is what Chloe needs to tell Tristan Thompson.
Giddy up!
Giddy up! Ride right out of this town. Listen, you know what, Tristan? I know who you are. I know what kind of person you are. And you come on over. I'm fine with it. I'm just fine with it. And as I mentioned, listen, he and I went to the same college. We got a lot in common, I'm sure. He can play with my baby Longhorns, and I'll play with his big ones.
All right.
All right.
That's your Dirty on the 30. Sassy Sports is coming up.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Big night in Oakland last night as President Barack Obama took the stage with Steph Curry and others as a part of the 3-day My Brother's Keeper conference that started on Monday. It's aimed at supporting boys and young men of color. The event was hosted by the Obama Foundation, and that's the main work that the Obama Foundation does to try to get to the heart of some of the issues that face men of color. The conference also tried to introduce hip-hop music artists with a positive message. One East Bay college student said that he wanted to make music that represented a more positive image. It's not just about, you know,
mm-hmm. going to the club,
hitting up these chicks.
I hit it first.
I hit it last. I hit it first. I'm
then
Tristan Thompson.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the hip-hop music that we know.
And sing along to.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if hip-hop culture is going to have, you know, like happy, happy joy music.
Mm-hmm.
But
you never know.
That's
yeah.
the difference.
Will Smith was popular for a while.
That's the difference that they are trying to make. So, and on Monday night, President Obama enjoyed dinner at Aisha Curry's restaurant, International Smoke, with John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Steph, Aisha. They were all there. And then they brought in the big dog, Michael Mina, who's a part of the, he's chef, you know, executive chef and owner. Now, when I went to International Smoke, Michael Mina obviously was not there to cook my meal.
Mm.
They had whoever actually does it in the back.
Yeah.
He did, you know, he creates the menu and does all that. He has many restaurants. But Michael Mina showed up on Monday to actually cook the meal.
Wow.
For
he had the white outfit and
Barack
everything.
Obama.
I mean, yeah, he was working.
I would have been working all over John Legend.
Right.
I mean, wow.
Can you imagine sitting at that table with all those people? Like, what would you even do? I wouldn't even eat my food. I would just stare at them.
Jan.
Be like,
they have this macaroni and cheese that has brisket inside of it. You would eat your food.
Right.
You right.
Don't
you
try
right.
to tell me you wouldn't even eat your food.
Right.
And I can promise you their macaroni and cheese, while it's not as good as Ginger's, no shade.
Michael
not even
Mina.
Close. It is better than that Stouffer's frozen crap you eat.
Hey,
for
don't
breakfast.
Hate. Don't hate on my Stouffer's, all right?
I just can't believe somebody's going to eat a big pot of frozen macaroni and cheese at 7 a.m.
Why?
I just can't imagine it until I started working with you.
No, it's great. It's delicious, and it fills me up. It's a great...
You know, I used to buy those all the time when I was a kid, like those gigantic things. I'm just surprised you're still eating them. At 7
breakfast.
In the morning.
It's so good.
Yes.
We should do that. We should do like a side-by-side of Stouffer's macaroni and cheese, and then we'll get like International Smoke macaroni and cheese, and we'll put them and see if you can tell
test?
The difference.
Hell yeah.
It's not a bad idea. I'll bring Jim. Gingers in as well.
Ooh.
I have to do all of those things. So nice couple of days in Oakland with positive message from the last great president that we had. Hey, and the Raiders appear to be close to wrapping up a deal to keep the team playing at the Oakland Coliseum. Yes, I said it.
What?
The Oakland Coliseum.
After everything they put us through.
After we were thinking they were going to play in San Antonio,
San Diego,
Livermore,
Las Vegas, Walnut Creek, Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln High School.
They are back to where it all began, the Oakland Coliseum. And not only are they wrapping up a deal to play in 2019, but they're signing a deal that might keep them there through the 2020 season.
I'm done.
Are you kidding?
Are you moving?
No.
Are you not?
Yeah.
Are you staying
I thought
forever?
They were going to be in Las Vegas for the 2020 season.
As with everything that the Raiders do, they're now looking at it and saying, ooh, that stadium might not be ready in time.
What about Reno? Weren't they going to move there?
No, they're moving training camp facility is moving there. Yeah, anyway, an announcement is expected this week or early next week, but expect the Raiders to sign a one-year deal with a second-year option to keep them there. Now, they're going to play there for $7.5 million this year. But if they have to stay for this is the SoBay area. If they have to stay for the next year, they raising it to $10.5 million.
Oh, my God.
They got you. You going to go.
Yeah.
I don't believe this. Talk to me when you sign on the dotted line.
All right. I won't bring this story up again, then, Shan, until they've signed on the dotted line.
Yeah. Shan is sick of it. She's just tired of it.
I know you stay up late at night thinking about where the Raiders are going to play.
Yeah, messes with me.
I feel sorry for you, Shan. I feel more sorry for you than I do the Kardashians.
Oh,
I heard they're going to release a new macaroni and cheese at the stadium.
I'm there.
Get you to go. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
A few weeks back, I did the 23andMe because of an old family secret that came to light a little while ago about my dad.
Rumor. It's not an old family secret. It was a rumor.
Well, it
started by your sister.
A rumor. No, started by
your sister.
We'll go back. After 7 o'clock, we'll review. And now my results from 23andMe are in. I'll reveal here in just a couple minutes right after 7. Post Malone right now.